In his first term, President Bush famously said that if the security of the United States was threatened, he was prepared to order preemptive military action. The president has given no sign that he's reconsidering that principle, even with the difficulties in Iraq. But if his philosophy has not changed, the economic situation has. Growing deficits and rising oil prices are challenges that the president did not face 4 years ago. NPR's Tom Gelton reports that economic factors could limit the administration's policy options.
While President Bush has welcomed help from other countries in Afghanistan and in Iraq, he's also said the United States would have acted alone if necessary. But in the global economy, that's not possible. Richard Haass is president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Whereas the United States may have some unilateral options, say, in how it uses military force or in how it acts diplomatically, it doesn't have unilateral options when it comes to the reality that the U.S. economy is intertwined in every sense of the word with the rest of the world.
And never has that been so true as it is today. Because the United States has a huge budget deficit, the government has to borrow money to pay its bills. And because we have a trade and investment deficit with the rest of the world, much of that borrowed money has to come from foreign banks. This means the U.S. government now has to worry about what the rest of the world thinks about the U.S. budget situation and even about U.S. policies. Fred Bergston, director of the Institute for International Economics in Washington, says negative world opinion can hurt U.S. economic interests.
In previous times, there was a safe haven appeal of the dollar where people would put money into the U.S. economy as a result of our strong foreign policy. Now I think that's probably working in the opposite direction.
If foreigners decide U.S. policies are likely to run up the budget deficit, Bergston says, they'll be less likely to loan the U.S. more money. Dollars will then be worth less internationally. Interest rates will go up. Such dynamics are always at work, of course, but Bergston says the United States had less reason to worry about them in the past.
Our baseline position now is very exposed, very vulnerable. So increased doubts about the U.S., whether it's the foreign policy wisdom of going into Iraq further or just the budget cost of more military expenditures there, those things weigh a lot more heavily now than they would have even 5 years ago.
And then there's oil. Gordon Adams, who did defense budgeting at the Office of Management and Budget under President Clinton, says higher oil prices inevitably mean higher costs in Iraq because war fighting requires a lot of oil.
We are driving an intense amount of supplies around in order to get the kinds of petroleum, oil, and lubricants that the troops need. In order to get the supplies they need, we have to drive them, ship them, air transport them, all into a country that isn't producing much on the ground for us to use.
Not everyone buys this analysis, of course. Dove Zakheim was the Pentagon comptroller until this past spring. He says the U.S. government is unlikely to change course anywhere because of the price of a barrel of oil, or a weak dollar, or a high trade deficit.
The Congress and the administration are in agreement that we don't want those kinds of external factors affecting defense policy, and particularly defense operations. There are ways to mitigate whatever impact there is over the course of an administration's lifetime.
If higher oil prices mean operations in Iraq will cost more than planned, Zakheim points out, the Defense Department can ask Congress for a supplemental appropriation. Still, Zakheim acknowledges that higher oil costs and other economic factors may lead to cutbacks in some areas of Pentagon spending. Richard Haass, who directed policy planning at the State Department for 2 years under this administration, says all these factors, oil prices, the budget and trade deficits, the weaker dollar, and the fact of an overstretched U.S. military, have a cumulative effect.
What it all adds up to is simply less scope for choice. Over the next 4 years, the United States could undertake some very modest, say, military operations, but it's almost inconceivable to see how the United States could or would on its own initiate anything remotely on the scale of what it did in Iraq.
So, economic and military realities may constrain the administration as it considers its options over the next 4 years. The problem for President Bush is that the threats facing the United States abroad continue to grow. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.